listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges, your regular accountability buddy and kick up the butt. So get ready to get shit done.
Come on, mate. Are you getting on? Everything is wonderful and you are having a peachy day. Yes, a peachy day. Welcome back to episode 24 of the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with me, your boy Lee Bridges, L-E-E-B-R-I-D-G-E-S. Yeah, man. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Everything's cool. Look, let's get practical today. In this episode, I just spelt my own name. Who does that? I'm so sorry. Right, I'm not going to start again, but we're going to get... Look. All right, hope you're very well. Who the freaking hell does that? Anyway, in this episode, I will explain how to write a one-year plan, but we're going to do it my way. I've been told by many different people to write a one-year plan, a five-year plan, a 10-year plan, a whatever-year plan, but they never really worked out for me. As with everything else, I got gassed in the initial stages, but then that excitement teetered off when the hard work started. And before I knew it, I was a few months down the road with nothing to show and no progress. And we don't want that now, do we? Look, the bit that they don't tell you is that the standard way to write a plan is missing an integral part. It's like a puzzle without the very last piece, which is arguably the most important. And in this case, it absolutely is the most important. Let me show you how to absolutely smash the back doors off of a year plan. I'm going to explain this for a one-year plan, but the same rules apply no matter how long or short your plan is. For those of you that have never written out a one-year plan, then the main premise is that you write out a goal that you want to hit in roughly this order. 1 week goal, 1 month goal, 3 month goal, 6 month goal, 1 year goal, with each goal being slightly bigger than the previous one, working up to that big 1 year goal in little increments that are realistic and manageable. Fuck that! That's not the way we're going to do it. We're making our lives amazing, not realistic. Realistic is what everyone does and it ends in old age and normalcy. I need you to be unrealistic, like supercharged cray cray rule bending unrealistic. So look, let's say that your big 1 year goal is to save for a deposit on a house. Your 1 year plan may look something like this. 1 week. Start to put your going out money into a little lovely piggy bank. 1 month. Save £1,000 from not going out. 3 months. Speak to a financial advisor to help balance your books. £3,000 saved. 6 months. £12,000 saved. 1 year, have 24k saved to put a deposit down on a house. This is a lame plan. It won't work and for a bunch of reasons, so let me tell you why. Reason number A, you know that when you're writing it, you're probably not going to stick to it. Reason number B, you're not thinking unrealistic enough, by a long shot. And even if you don't hit the mark, failing on an unrealistic goal is 100 billion zillion times better than failing on a realistic one. Number C, you are missing the most integral part of the plan, which I'm going to explain in a minute. And number D, there is absolutely no structure to this plan. Let's hit them one at a time, shall we? Point A, you know when you're writing it, you probably won't stick to it. The plan will only work if it's attacked daily. This means that you need to marry it with your daily goal setting and now your Lego blocks. How's that going, by the way? Sleeping better? Waking up more excited? Getting more done? Let me know how you're getting on, always. But look, you should absolutely hit things from more than one angle as often as you can and with massive amounts of action. If you want to get a deal done, for instance, you need to call 10x or 50x more people than you initially think to get someone to bite. We'll come to that in another episode too. Look, the only way that you're going to stick to something is if you do it every day. It has to be a life choice and not just a diet. You have to commit to changing your life, not just changing a couple of things around for a little bit. Point B, you are not thinking unrealistic enough by a long shot. Your long-term goals, as with your daily goals, have to be what you would currently consider unrealistic to give you any chance of making them realistic and normal to you. Stuff is only realistic to you if it's realistic to you. You get me? Do you think that Mark Zuckerberg or someone like that now thinks it's unrealistic to make billions of dollars a year? There was a point that he probably did think like that, but now it's realistic to him, and you need to start thinking the same. Point C, you are missing the most integral part of the plan. The most important part of a one-year plan and the bit that is missing from every single one-year plan that I've ever seen is the RFN, the right friggin' now. People plan for the following week and then they more than likely won't be in the same mindset as they were when they initially wrote the plan out. Equals no more gas up. You don't get anything without taking action. You want to go out for dinner? You have to get dressed, travel, order something. You want to ask someone out, you've got to go up to them, speak to them, offer them a drink. And God forbid that you want to win the lottery. You've got to go to the shop, buy a ticket, cross your fingers. Look, just in case you were wondering why I said God forbid, playing the lottery means that you're out of control. It's the same as the X Factor or something like that. Missing out on the work to get the reward is lazy and dumb, and you won't be able to harness the power if and when you do win. It'd be like winning a prize to fly a jet fighter without any previous experience of piloting an aircraft. Equals crash and burn. Also, true story, did you know that 70% of lottery winners end up broke, and a massive third of lottery winners end up bankrupt? Look it up. Anyway, when you make a plan of any sort, you need to make sure that you hit that first goal immediately. Your plan will not work if you don't put it into effect straight away. Think of it like this. You super fancy someone. You're standing at the bar, mustering up the courage to go and ask them out on a date. And while you're plucking up that courage, some absolute douchebag jumps in your place and gets the date. Speed is everything, people. When people say slow down, chill out, relax, man, you deserve it, rest up, do not listen, because it won't get you anywhere. You can do all of that stuff on a vacation or when your goal's completed. But while we're trying to get a goal, speed wins the race. I knew that when I had to proofread my book that I'd have that voice in my head saying, man, you need to change that or do that differently or check your grammar and spellings. But I never listen to that voice anymore, as you can probably tell from my grammar and spellings. Look, point is, while you're perfecting your book, I'm selling my one with mistakes in it. Speed and courage, baby. Don't get me wrong, you have to put in the initial effort and do something well and care about it, but there's a cutoff point where you just have to jump off the cliff and get it out there. Anyway, let's get back to our date. So you're standing at the bar and looking at the person that you super want to ask out, but your hair's a little bit messy and you're in a shirt with a stain on it from where you just spilt your coffee. Insert stupid voice in your head that convinces you that nobody wants to go out with a messy head, stainy pants. But that thought just cost you a prospective partner or friend or opportunity. Here's how I'd handle that. Hey, sorry to interrupt you. I wouldn't talk like that. I'd say, hey, sorry to interrupt you. I just thought that I'd let you know that you are so pretty that while I was staring into space trying to think of a way to come up and ask you out on a date, I spilt coffee all over my trousers. Want to go for a glass of red wine so I can really put my washing detergent to the test? I mean, that's a really rubbish line that I just made up, but it doesn't matter because the conversation started. Figure out how not to sound like a twat after you've already sounded like a twat. Speed, encourage, and risk. Point four. There is absolutely no structure to this plan. I've mentioned this so many times now, so I won't go on. But when you write out your plan, you need to make sure that it fits into your schedule. One of the biggest reasons that shit never gets done is that we have the idea and then ignore all of our current commitments. Problem. You want to join the gym, but you don't get in from work till 7 p.m. and you're always too tired. Solution. You either need to wake up earlier or get a different job or replace something else in your schedule to allow that gym time. Know what I mean? You can't just have the idea without understanding that you'll have to make some changes or sacrifices to your current situation. So definitely take this into account whenever you begin a new venture. This does not mean give up on the idea of a new venture because it doesn't fit into your current situation. That's staying inside your comfort zone, and you know how I feel about that. What it does mean, though, is prioritizing and being on top of your schedule with the understanding that you have to move things around to accommodate exciting new ventures. Think of your schedule like one of those sliding puzzles, you know the ones, where you only have one free space and you have to move all the other pieces one at a time to complete the picture. If you fill up the only remaining space, then you've got no room to maneuver and the picture stays all messed up. So make sure that you give yourself enough space to complete your puzzle. Once it's complete, you can begin a new puzzle and continue to level up. All make sense so far? All right, good. So now your thought processes should be beginning to work for you as opposed to against you. Start your 1-year plan today, write it down and get the wheels in motion. To strengthen this strategy, I'm going to use my 24-hour planner to keep my day-to-day in check, which you can find on my website, and my logo builds to deal with each part of the journey. This may feel like a little bit to take on, but it is actually only a bit to take on because you don't currently run your ship like this. You know why you're rubbish at ballet or mechanics or speaking a foreign language? It's because you don't do them. That's it. It's that simple. Like I've said over and over, this is all about your commitment. Your commitment to your life, remember? Nobody else can do this for you. So I need to remind you how brilliant you are and take the time to give you some feedback. Obviously, I can't do this in one-on-one, unless you book in for a one-on-one session, but I can give you a few bits of overall feedback, and I want to take this opportunity to do so now. For those of you that have already gone deep and trusted me and have implemented these first few techniques, then awesome work. You're absolutely crushing it, and you've got some huge wins coming your way down the line. I can pinpoint and remember exactly how it felt when I first started letting go and putting effort into me and investing in myself. I know how you feel, and I am so proud of you. Trust, honestly, I'm not just talking crap. And I'm so excited for you. Like, I'm literally buzzing thinking about what success stories you're going to be emailing me or posting for your network to see. This stuff that I'm talking about done saved my life. I know what it can do if it's used respectfully and for the good, and you keep your ethics. And for those of you feeling what I'm talking about, then let me know. Hit me up with your videos, your posts, your comments and suggestions. I love hearing what you guys have done. Also, I'd love to know how you're getting on with supercharging the hacks that we've spoken about so far. Have you come up with any extra fine tuning that I haven't thought of? If so, share. Look, remember this, you need goals and your goals need a plan. The plan will not always go the way you want it to, which is why you need to spend some time strengthening your mindset too. It's not what life throws at us, it's always how we react. Start the first part of your plan immediately. If you wait for the right time, you'll always be waiting because the right time never comes. All right, sweet cheeks, thanks for listening. Remember to share, review, and subscribe. And if you want a quick laugh, then look in the mirror, eyeball yourself dead, and then try and say willy plops without cracking a smile. You can grab a copy of Do Shit, Get Shit Done from Scamazon, and you can join the mailing list at leebridges.co.uk where I send out regular helpful treats. All right, thank you so much for turning up. All the best. Bye.
You've been listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges. Don't forget to subscribe, share and review. And we also have a mailing list that offers regular life hacks and super helpful content. You can join it at leebridges.co.uk. See you next time.